Lou?
Fuck you. Jeff, Jeff, are you with your parents? Are you staying at their house?
Well, it says...
Cold rock.
Yeah, there he goes.
Are you at your parents' house?
Yeah.
Do they have internet?
They do, but I'm actually on my LTE service. Figures more reliable.
I'm surprised your dad figured out a way to get internet working.
Well, that's kind of why I'm on the LTE, because it doesn't reach where I am.
Oh, jeez. Is it dial-up Wi-Fi?
The AOL.
I could just see your dad walking around. Huh? Is that AOL working?
He's like holding the phone up in the air.
He's like, oh, Jeremy, get off the phone so I can use AOL.
Wow. I remember that.
It's crazy. I mean, not that we really use a home phone anymore, but still.
No, you're right. Right. But don't you remember? I mean, you're right. Beyond the internet, you had to. No one could call you at the house, and cell phones weren't as prevalent as they are today.
Plus, it was, I mean, it was such a huge deal. You're like hoping, pray to God you were going to connect, okay?
Right, right. Sometimes they have to call several times.
Wow. Remember how long it used to load tapes?
A picture with your feet.
Yeah.
Well, remember when you would, and not that I not that I condone this, but I've heard people say it, when you would download, you know, try to download a song from like Napster, you'd like, you know, you'd do 3 or 4 in the morning, then go off to class or whatever the fuck you were going to do, and come back in the evening hoping they'd all be finished.
Right, right. Half the time it just ended up killing midway through, and you have to try that again somewhere.
You know, and that was what I mean. A couple of megabytes, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Right, 3 or 4 megabytes.
And it was like all day long to download it.
Ugh, wow.
I mean, now you can download 2 gigabytes in porn in about, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. I mean,
on your phone.
Right.
That was your old man segment of the week.
Well, podcast? What's a podcast?
I forget about that.
I was actually going to text y'all earlier. I'm rewatching Smallville, and I have it on DVDs. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, I was so excited when I could go to the record store. Well, you youngsters don't know what a record store is, but that was a place where they sold music with an actual in mortar store. But you know, I was so excited to go get it because I wouldn't watch it, you know, and I would binge. That was the beginning of binge watching. At least for me, you know, because you get a whole season. Because before that, when they came out, you know, on CDs, if you missed a season or an episode, you would get pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you missed a season, I mean, they showed reruns.
Taping it on your VCR. You remember how you had to figure out how to schedule your VCR?
I never figured it out. Never.
You had to press play and record at the same time or something.
Right. Never figured out. Never. Always blinked 12 o'clock. Always blinked 12 o'clock.
It's all about the pendants, baby. Cold crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5, chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills. Yeah, defragging my hard drive for thrills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a 2 online in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my mizouse. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm strictly plug and play. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short. Yeah. I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support. It's all about the premium.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk skill rating now is 0, although if we had recorded earlier, it was a little bit higher because I am podcasting right near the beach. Hey.
Anyway,
anyway, we got a couple of things that we wanted to talk about before training camp officially began. Jason and Damon have a couple of topics to throw in there, and then we're going to have our final Game of Thrones. Just kidding. and then maybe we'll just have kind of a weird final thoughts. Maybe we'll throw out some topics, football-related, maybe not football-related, whatever they may be. However, Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
It's probably a zero, but I do have a drink. I just made myself a Crown drink, so make it up to a one. You're drinking a little Crown to celebrate the official start of the season. Now that it's finally upon us, I kind of put it off, you know, thinking about the season. But like I texted you guys this weekend, it hit me. Like I watched the Saints 2009 America's game on Saturday, and then I watched the 2009 DVD yearbook on DVD Sunday, and I'm all in. I'm ready to go. I got the fever. So woo.
All right, Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Zero.
Right.
What a way to start our seventh season.
That's right. And hey, wait a minute. Is this our first Monday night recording? Is it Monday night?
Yes.
It is Monday night. I know you're on beach time, but it's Monday night.
yeah, our first Monday night. And technically our season doesn't start until the first preseason game, right?
Which is weird, because the preseason games are always on Friday or Saturday, and we usually record on the weekend for those.
Right. All right, well, with that, let's jump into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Ron Burgundy?
Who puts a question mark by the teleprompter? Yeah, I guess the Drew Brees contract, no contract, is that even a headline, or is it more just a general topic?
Well, he came out and said, I think somebody asked him, and he came out and said he hasn't had any contact or discussions with for like 3 months. I mean, do you believe that?
I don't think he's not going to do anything. He's going to play this season. Now that training camp's beginning, he's not.
Well, no. He set the deadline of before the regular season starts. Right. If they do get a deal done, but once that date passes, then he's just going to play it out. If we don't do,
what do you believe? That's what he says. But what do you believe?
There has to be some kind of formal discussions. But I mean, either Mickey just wasn't worried about it, and now he's actually going to try to, you know, actively figure something out. Or he just said, screw it, we fit under the cap and we're not worried, we'll see what happens next year. I mean, they did it before in 11. You know, they let him ride it out when they could have signed him to an extension, and all he did was set records left and right, and then they had to fork over a lot more cash.
Well, and look, he did say today, like you said, that, you know, well, yeah, we can, you know, if they come to me in preseason, that he will talk to them. But he said that, right, that the Saints made an offer, he made a counteroffer, and that's been it for contract discussions. Now, you know, are they comfortable with him playing out this year at his number? Obviously, yes. They definitely don't need to kick any more money down the road with him. But, look, I think the main sticking point, I would imagine, would be guaranteed money. That's a new trend, you know. But with Brees, it's even more risky for the Saints, because how many years do you have left with him?
Well, see, to me, that's the big thing. I mean, yeah, the guaranteed money is a thing, but okay, so you want this? Well, then we got to spread it out over this many years. And I mean, how many more years do you want to sign him for? Well, he's 37 now, but he'll be by the time.
Right.
I mean,
now look, I wonder, could they, you know, say, look, Drew, we'll sign you for 6 years. I mean, not 6 years, 3 years, $60 million, or 6 years, $66 million, or 4 years, 4 years at $22.5 million a year. The first three are guaranteed, you know, and the last one isn't.
Or could he be a guy who may get, Like, what if he just got a straight-up guaranteed deal, like a three-year extension at $62 million, all of it guaranteed?
Right.
So could something like that work, where, like,
right.
the first...
Right, because I think we have 3 years. If that fourth year, well, to me, that's...
It can be iffy, but I still think he takes care of himself. He could be... I mean, maybe he's not worth 20, you know, $2 million a year, but he's better than going with whoever the hell his replacement's going to be eventually. You know, I know Favre's a freak of nature, but he had that season with Minnesota after 40.
Yeah.
So I think it could be done the way players take care of themselves today, and especially a guy like Breeze.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't go more than, you know, 3 years on top of this current year. Like, a yeah, three-year extension, I wouldn't go any more than that.
I think you're... It's all on. It's not even a Breeze thing that I'm worried about. I think as long as he's protected and he doesn't get any cheap shot hits on him, I do think he. I mean, there's no reason to feel like he can't play for another 4 years.
That's kind of what I think.
At a level that would win us a Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's going to be the top two, top three. All 4 of those years, but you also don't need to be the top 1 or 2 in order to win the Super Bowl. If you have a defense.
Well, that's right. That's a big key.
Right. I mean, Peyton Manning proved that.
Well, Trent Dilfer proved that. And I mean, you need a field marshal. His brain alone of what he can do before the play, like Peyton Manning, already puts him in the top half. And then just get him to be able to, the accuracy, as long as the accuracy's there, even if his arm strength isn't there, if you balance it with a run attack and you have a decent defense, we keep him and you play with him. Because I think, Damon, you said several times on past episodes, he's still better than anybody else that you could realistically bring in on this team.
Correct. No, you're correct. I agree.
So you're right.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, look, he has all the negotiating power right now. You know, you sign him, and it shows you what a cocksucker he is. it shows you what a cocksucker he is if he demands that fourth year. You know, and either if he gets a signing bonus, and how much that cost us that fourth year. Because I don't think he'll be here. Now remember those 4 years that we're talking about, the 3 years, whatever. That's after this year, because he's already under contract for this year. So when we're saying, you know, 4 years, that means he's 42.
Yeah.
You know, or 40, you know, I mean, or 41, because he his birthday is in January, I think.
Okay.
Somewhere right after the season, so.
Okay, so the third year of the extension he would be playing at 40 years old.
Right, and then the
fourth
year would be 41. And I'm sorry, like you said, he takes care of himself, and he might be better than Peyton was this year, but he won't be the Drew Brees that gets us seven wins, just because he is who he is.
Yeah, I also just don't like the fact that it's going to be a distraction until, I mean, the media's going to ask it. You know, and then I know usually like Mickey will give his state of the whatever franchise address right at opening, and Peyton will give a little press conference, and you know they're going to be asked it, and they're going to be continually asked it until something happens. So I don't like that bit of a distraction lingering over anything. I think the team would be better served to get something squared away.
All right. I agree with you.
All right. Anything else on that subject?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What else did we have? I know. Was there any Saints stuff? Because I know there's.
Well, some guys they announced certain guys are going to be starting training camp on the PUP list. Not a huge deal. Normally, it's precautionary at first, and then you know usually after a week they'll come off. But Armstead was on it. Keenan Lewis was on it. I mean, I know they're both coming off of. You know, small little nicks. The big surprise was Jarius Byrd was not on the PUP list.
What?
What?
So I think this is the first time since we signed him that he is not starting training camp on the PUP list.
Yet.
Championship.
Right. So now, like, that doesn't it doesn't mean that, you know, once it starts, oh, we decided to place him on the pup list after the fact. But maybe it's, you know, it's got to be somewhat encouraging. Somewhat. I mean, I don't know what to expect from the guy. I really don't know what to expect from his ass at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting much.
Who are you looking most forward to progressing, maybe? Building on what you liked last year? Obviously, I'm thinking of Delvin Bro, Brandon Cook's continued success.
I'm really anxious
Coleman,
to see.
Maybe, Brandon Coleman.
I'm really anxious to see what we've got in Sheldon Rankins. I mean, I don't know how much of an impact, you know, rookie defensive tackles normally make. But I really can't wait to see if he can help this pass rush at all. If he's you know, can be as good as we think he might be. I don't want to see another fucking Cedric Ellis. That's what I don't want.
Well, no.
So that's the one guy I'm really, I can't wait to see when the games start, the preseason games start.
All right, Damon, who's your guy? You're my boy, Blue.
Who's your guy, buddy?
God, what's his name? The wide receiver.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas. He was the mini camps guy to watch. Everybody was loving on him. So if he could come in and really solidify that wide receiver, you know, position, and goodness forbid he could have a Marcus Colston rookie type season, that would be nice.
That would be a nice boost.
Yeah.
Remember, a lot of people weren't that thrilled that we took a receiver in the second round. They wanted the pass rusher. But if he can produce, and I mean, that would be something. I mean, if the Saints could possibly strike gold with this dude, that'd be nice.
Apparently Damon's excited about it.
You going to get a Mike Thomas jersey?
Would it be crazy?
I mean, not yet.
What?
No, Jeff doesn't need to be getting anybody's jersey.
I'm not buying any jerseys, yeah. I think I'm done buying jerseys, period, ever. No, is it crazy to think that, does Kenny Vaccaro, I'd like to see him return to his rookie year level playing?
Yeah.
Well, he did play better last year.
A little bit.
He played better. I think, hopefully, Dennis Allen being here and really being in control should help, but the big key is can Rankins and or either Fairley help with the push on the interior of the line, and then the leadership of and the experience of Laurinaitis, because it's something that I really noticed when I was watching those 09, the America's game and the DVD. It's like Vilma called the defense so well. You saw all the clips of Vilma.
Yeah.
Calling things, and that's something that we've been lacking since Vilma was done, and I think that's a big part of what Laurinaitis is going to bring to the team. It's kind of why I mean he's really the most, you know, we paid Fleener the most money, but I think Laurinaitis is the most important free agent acquisition.
I keep forgetting that we even got him because he was like so early. What was it, February when that happened?
Well, I mean it opens in March, but I mean, most of the free agency happened. I mean, we signed Kobe Fleener in March. Did you forget about him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Oh. Oh. So we know what kind of fan you are.
A forgetful fan.
Right. But, you know, any kind of improvement on the defensive line and the improvement of the linebackers should also help Vaccaro. And maybe Vaccaro, maybe they'll allow him to kind of attack more and roam more and kind of do his thing, which is what he did that rookie year. So, I mean, look, I know I'm excited as shit right now, and I'm very intrigued to see how all these pieces are going to fit together. I'm just so ready to get past the last two, you know, years of defense that we had, just the shit that we've had. I'm so ready to finally not be that. Just don't be that.
Don't be that.
Right, just don't be that. Don't be that.
Dadcom.
Please. Please. I'm sick and tired of seeing shit on defense all the time.
Well.
So I'm cautiously optimistic, you know, going forward.
Anybody important, really, like, you know, I know we know Kakaha, but anybody else important who is just not going to contribute? I mean, you said Bird is not on the pup list.
He's not on the pup list. I mean, no, as of right now, other than, I mean, we lost some backup secondary. We lost We lost Jamarcus Sanford, I think. The season-ending injury, and we lost somebody else. But look, that's another, you know,
Damian Swan.
And he's coming back off his concussions, but as of now, he's healthy. Is he susceptible? I mean, he had three of them last year. I mean, that doesn't bode well for him going forward, but I hope he doesn't get one. But as of now, we're healthy, and let's hope to God we don't get any major injuries in camp. You figure Kaká has a big enough injury already. We don't need another one. We need some injury luck this year. But look, you know, camps are opening this week. You know, by the time Friday or Saturday is out, somebody's going to tear – some big player is going to tear an ACL somewhere, be done for the season. It's going to happen. And we don't know – I mean, another big question with the Saints is the health of Keenan Lewis. I mean, he had a hip injury last year. Hip injuries, that's not an easy injury to come back from. And they're going to need him out there. Luckily, we lucked into Delvin Bro, and he's good, but Keenan needs to be healthy too.
That's going to be a big thing to watch out for.
Oh, man, it's almost here. It's almost fucking here, boys. Oof. When are tickets coming in?
They always come in around this time. They had posted something on the web about when people had received the tickets, and it was always between the 24th and I think the latest was like the 27th. So today the 25th, so it should be this week.
Well, you'll probably get your hoity-toity tickets before I get mine.
Well, probably.
Damon's tickets are hand-delivered. A white horse clip-cloppily down the street. A man in a top hat and white gloves.
Good day, sir.
Very much like the Monopoly guy.
Comes with a jar of grape upon.
Right.
But yeah, so, well, but I'm wondering, because our first home game isn't until late August, our first preseason home game, if that has anything to do with when they deliver the tickets.
It could, yeah.
Because the first two games are away. And I think, I would imagine that maybe the Saints have asked them to do that, considering they'll already be up in the Greenbrier.
Oh, yeah.
So, coming home to the Dome, if one of those games were in New Orleans, it's kind of like they have three away games. I don't, you know. I'm imagining that they requested that.
Okay. And well, that'll be another exciting day when the tickets come in the mail.
Yeah, that is a nice day.
And what they're doing with the 50th, you know, being the 50th year of the Saints, they're putting a big play on every ticket.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. They've kind of done a countdown. I saw a handful of them. Like, I think one of them was the opening franchise, you know, that first game ever when we returned the kickoff. I think that's one. I know the Gleason block is one. I forget what other plays there are. But, yeah, every ticket is going to have an all-time great play in team history on it. I don't think we're going to get the Turley helmet toss, but that would be funny.
That would be a good one.
That would be great. Oh, I would love that. It's just a picture of Turley tossing a helmet.
Turley helmet.
Yeah, that might be one they want to forget.
Okay, so let's move into NFL Reach Around. So we can talk about Junior Gallette. Karma's a bitch.
It is.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, Junior Gallette, it was reported today that he's, what is he, torn ACL or torn Achilles this time?
Torn Achilles.
Okay.
Torn Achilles.
The ACL was last year.
No, he tore an Achilles last year.
Okay, so there's no ACL.
No.
Never was.
His ACL's fine, he just doesn't have an Achilles to...
Okay.
So he tore one Achilles last year, and then this year the other Achilles.
So he's out for the season again.
Out for the season again. Two straight years, done for the season.
And does that mean he's pretty much done for his career? I mean, to be out of football for that long?
Well, just Achilles injuries are hard to come back from. You remember when we signed that linebacker, maybe like the first year of Haslett's era? The guy from the Rams, Clemens?
Okay. No.
But I was thinking, we signed a free agent linebacker from the Rams, Charlie Clemens. And he tore his Achilles at first preseason and never amounted to much. But Achilles injuries are tough to come by. You know, one is bad enough, but now that you've torn both of them, I mean, shit.
Right.
That's asking a lot. But it's quite the contrast, the Saints fan reaction to Gillette's injury and the Redskins fan reaction.
Oh, wow, what have you seen? Injury.
Just everybody's like, oh, man, that sucks, oh, blah, blah. I feel for you, bro. Like, that sucks for somebody to go through something like that.
Right.
Like, that's just a bad beat. And Saints fans are like, yeah, fuck you.
Right.
You know, karma.
Karma's a bitch.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, look, I mean, I really do hate to see anyone get injured. But this motherfucker deserves it. Fuck him. Fuck him. I'm glad. Your career is over. You're done. You'll be broke within the next 3 to 5 years. You piece of shit. So, fuck you and all your boys who hung around you and your fucking whatever post he did when they were, you know, fuck Sean. Yeah. Sean Payton, you signed a $45 million contract, so. And he'll get all of his.
But the only thing, though, is that, I hate to even bring it up, but, like, of all people, though, he is now being paid by, or he was last year, by two teams not to play football, and this year he's going to be paid by a team not to play football again. Of all people.
No, he's not. Well, yeah, but the Redskins didn't sign him to a very expensive deal.
Okay.
I mean, I think over the course of the 2 years.
He still doesn't have to work for money.
Well, he better save his money, otherwise it's going to all be gone.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's already spent it.
And they still may cut him. You know, there's
good.
No guarantee they keep him around even when he's hurt. But he does still count on our cap this year, so fuck him.
Yeah, but this is the last, you know, this is the last, so.
Yeah, I know. $12 million of dead money to that fuck, and we're still like, yeah, we'll pay Breeze's, we'll carry his $30 million cap number. We got it.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, again, I hate to say that, that I'm glad he's injured, but it didn't make me smile. Like we said, karma's a bitch. He's a very unprofessional asshole. So.
He ruined our fucking locker room.
Yeah.
That's what he gets.
He really did. It'll be nice to have him out of the league for good.
All right.
And that's all we have to say about that.
Anything else in the NFL y'all got to bring up?
They reinstated Josh Gordon, but he's still suspended for the first 4 games.
Oh, they did reinstate him.
Yeah, they reinstated him. Yeah, Goodell wrote this fucking letter.
To who?
They reinstate to Gordon. But it got published. I didn't read it. But.
Well, how about, I mean, what's the over-under that he'll be suspended after the first 4 games also? That he'll fail another drug test, which, you know.
I mean, I have to say the odds are kind of high. I mean,
right. I mean,
he says, you know, he says he's going to take advantage of this opportunity and not screw up again. But
right, he said that the first time, too. So, I don't know.
We'll see. Get your fantasy projections updated. He'll be out the first 4 games, but.
Well, I mean, kind of sticking with the theme here.
Mm-hmm.
Alden, you heard about Alden Smith?
Yeah.
So, a video was posted to his Periscope account of him smoking weed. And isn't he suspended right now?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, really? I mean, these idiots, the money they make, and you all know, you know, they will never make no kind of money. No one makes that kind of money. And you have to smoke weed that bad. Really. You low-life scum, you have to smoke weed that bad.
Well, but I think, I mean,
look,
I think some of it is, now, like, he's suspended, maybe it doesn't affect him, but I, you know, these guys do use weed as pain management.
Oh, bull, pain management, my ass.
Oh, come on. Come on.
No,
you,
no,
you
no,
can't,
no,
can't
no,
say
no,
it's
no.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I can say it's bullshit. Yes, I can say
okay.
It's bullshit. Okay. So that's what he's doing. You think he's doing it as pain? No, they don't do it as pain management. It's the culture they grew up in, and they think it's cool to smoke weed. No, it has nothing to do with pain management. If he has pain management, there's other things he can do.
Right, so what, you're going to get hooked on fucking pain pills?
No, so have a drink. Become an alcoholic, that's legal.
Okay, right.
Have a cocktail.
I thought he I thought he did have a drinking problem already.
Well, that's not illegal.
Well, weed is legal in some states.
We'll let him go play for Denver or Seattle.
Right.
No, that's an employer decision, and the NFL said it's illegal.
Oh. The federal, I think that may be something.
And the federal government said it's illegal.
Yeah, so, but, all right, wait, there is another thing, then, that around the NFL. Dallas' first-round draft pick.
Oh, yeah. This
fourth overall. What's his name? Ezekiel something?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Elliott, yeah. So his, what was it, girlfriend ended up posting a picture?
Well, it's his ex-girlfriend.
Or his ex-girlfriend, okay. Well, I guess so now. posting pictures of herself after he allegedly.
After he allegedly abused her.
Yeah.
You know, more domestic, I mean.
Well, now, there's also a report that he saved text messages from her saying she was going to ruin him or blackmail him or do something.
Have you seen those texts?
No, I haven't. I'm not privy. I'm not an NFL insider.
Have you seen the picture?
I thought I saw one picture,
Of the young lady with
yeah.
all the bruises?
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the scene, there's supposedly three witnesses, one who was in the vehicle with her, two who were outside in the parking. They were in a parking garage. And the witnesses say that they didn't see anything. So
yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Right. But, man, I mean, if he isn't that – that's an automatic suspension now, right?
Well, but now I think this – whatever happened while he was still in college. So how does that
– Oh, really?
Yeah, so how does that factor in if he wasn't an NFL employee yet?
Oh, he was – I thought this happened after he was selected.
Unless I'm mistaken. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I mean, the way I read it was – I mean, at least that's what I thought. Again, I could be wrong, too. But whatever it is. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, but, again, maybe he's innocent.
Don't know. I guess we'll see whenever the NFL's going to investigate, although we all know how the NFL likes to investigate.
Right.
You're guilty.
I don't know, you know.
For the most part.
Yeah.
We're like, wait, what? The public thinks he's guilty? He's definitely guilty.
I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she's a witch.
Did you dress her up like this?
No!
Yes, a bit. Okay, so I don't know if I have any other football or NFL things to talk about.
No, everything's right, quiet. We are recording on Monday the 25th, so the Saints report Wednesday. What they do, conditioning on Thursday.
I thought some of them reported tomorrow. They did the conditioning test Wednesday and actually had their first practice Thursday. I thought the first practice is actually Thursday.
I would check it, but I'm afraid it's going to hang me up.
Their first actual practice is Thursday, which is the 27th. I see that from Mike Triplett right now, so I trust him. So yeah, they report tomorrow. They okay. do the conditioning test Wednesday, and then first practice is Thursday.
Okay, well, this is from NewOrleansSaints.com.
Yeah, you can't trust. Yeah, that's shit. You can't trust
the Saints will open training camp presented by Verizon. We have to say that. Contractually, we're obligated.
Verizon just bought Yahoo for $5 billion.
That's just for the Alibaba stock or whatever. Yahoo is shit.
It's from a hot Yahoo Mail account that I still have. Anyway, so the first practice is actually Thursday. So we'll be getting our reports, and it's going to be in the morning. So I guess they'll do their wrap-up around 11 or 12. So, yeah, the next time we have a show, that'll be actual
training camp information to talk about.
Yeah.
The season will be here.
We'll be able to
overreact when people catch football.
We'll be able to tell you who tore their ACL. And
oh, please be fucking Maddie Shipants.
Oh, well, don't say that. That's not cool.
Actually, yeah, I would rather watch him shit himself on the field against
right,
us.
Right. God forbid they find he goes down and they find a real quarterback,
Yeah, good point.
So. I can't wait till we play Atlanta. We can badmouth how shitty they are and what a shitty quarterback he has been his entire career. And they tried to push him into the elite category, but he's never been there.
They're paying him like an elite quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
There.
No, fuck Atlanta. Fuck Atlanta.
I like how that just sidetracked into fuck Atlanta.
Well, everything. Everything should go to fuck Atlanta. Right?
Yeah.
All right, I think that's about all the fucking football news that we can squeeze out. Well,
it's just all there is. Just next week we'll obviously have a lot more, but for now.
In that case, then, Jason, you want to give us any final thoughts?
Sure, final thought. The last golf major of the year is this week.
Thank
what?
God.
Did you
oh,
say we...
thank God. You,
Renee was just clapping that I'm not going to be watching this on the golf weekend.
Was it a golf clap?
No, it was a little more excited than a golf clap. But due to the Olympics, the PGA Championship was pushed up. Normally, it's in it's in early to mid August.
Coming up,
but because now golf is in the Olympics, they condensed the schedule. So now the PGA is this week, last major of the year.
Oh my God, golf is in the Olympics.
So I'll be watching it Saturday and Sunday.
I won't be.
I'm actually going to be playing golf Saturday. I guess I won't be watching it. Shit.
What are you playing in?
A little tournament. We're taking a bus trip up to Money Hill on the North Shore.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
Okay. Damon, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I don't have any.
Well, haven't had final thoughts in a couple of episodes.
I know. I know.
All right?
Now
that all the Game of Thrones and the movies are finished.
Yeah.
Well, anybody,
here. Hold on. I'll give you a final thought. Apparently, this is, I personally believe, one of the signs of the apocalypse. Have you heard about this Pokemon?
Oh, I think it's impossible not to hear about it.
Yeah, it is. Jeff, do you play?
Yeah, actually, I do, because my boys...
That's what I figured. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured.
True to form, no surprises there.
Like, this thing...
I think the hype of it is... a little more than what it really, than what reality is. I mean, yeah, the kids like it as much as they like any new app. I think that the surge of the excitement of it built upon itself, and then the mania was more about the mania than it was about the game itself.
Which is kind of what that's what America does best.
Right.
Something latches on, like, holy shit, what's this Pokemon? And now just...
Right. And in reality, you know what it is? It's a game. It is a pretty cool concept that they use your real world map kind of thing, and where you go out and you look, and the way the game works is that the thing pops up kind of at random kind of thing, and you have to quote unquote catch it, you know, so you can see the Pokemon character on your screen, as well as if you're using your camera, then you can see it as though it were in a cartoon character in the real world, right? And you can take a picture of it. That's, you know, and then you can go to different landmarks. Like, for example, every church is a pokey stop, is a stop where you can pick up, you know, or any kind of cultural, like a statue or a historical landmark. So, like in New Orleans, like the cathedral would be a place, or the Superdome might be a place. And you go there and you can pick up, like, power-ups and things like that. And then they have battle stations where you go, and that's where the Pokemon that you have captured, you can fight with other Pokemon people in real life, and it's kind of like a King of the Hill kind of game where the one person's at the top and everybody's got to try to push them off the top kind of thing. So it's kind of interactive in that regard and all that. In reality, if they don't make any updates fast to the game, it's going to lose its allure because it's the same thing over and over. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you catch a Pokemon.
Yeah.
So
is sex, but I still like to do it over and over.
Well, you can get upgrades.
So, yeah.
Add an inch.
I just do the same thing over and over again. I mean, I don't have, you know, I haven't added to my repertoire.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the difference.
You know?
In Pokemon, you can actually add, you can evolve your characters.
You know?
Power them up. They get a little stronger. Yeah. They get a little more endurance.
Really, you sure do know a lot about Pokemon.
I was going to say, like I'm a nerd and I had no idea. Like, I've just never been, I had... literally knew nothing about Pokemon other than it was just a fucking...
Right, I didn't know...
Ugh, that was creepy. I would rather slurp rancid tuna salad out of my own ass. or scour my boobies off with a rusty SOS pad, or hump a piece of splintered balsa wed.
America,
that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
So bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, off-season donkeys.
Good night, Hootat Nation.